Obviously, as we know, and we warned you about this this time last week, it's been a fairly dramatic week on the Brexit front. So to discuss exactly what is going on and whether anything can be salvaged from all of this, we're joined in a few minutes by Philippe Sands, who is a QC and he's a well-known expert in international law. But first by Jonathan Powell, who is a former UK chief negotiator for Northern Ireland. And his name might ring a bell because he was Tony Blair's chief of staff and chief negotiator for the Good Friday Agreement. Jonathan, thanks for speaking to us before. Your assessment on how things have gone in the last couple of days.
I think this really is a very serious threat. And that, I think, is why John Major and Tony Blair have come together as well to point this out today. It is a threat to the Good Friday Agreement because it reopens the agreement reached with the EU, the Northern Ireland Protocol, which found a way of balancing the problem of keeping the border between Northern Ireland and the Republic open. They've been struggling with that for years. And basically, there are only two choices. If UK is going to leave the single market and is going to leave the regulatory processes of the EU, you would have to have a border between Ireland and Northern Ireland because those regulatory rules would have to be enforced. If you don't have it there, the only other place to have it is in the Irish Sea. And essentially what Boris Johnson did was accepted it being in the Irish Sea, which is, I thought, not ideal, but better than the alternative of having it in Ireland. He's now trying to pretend that he didn't know that and trying to reopen it. If he really tried to do that, you'd probably end up with the worst of both worlds. You'd have to have a border between Northern Ireland and the Republic and a border in the Irish Sea because he would try and water down those regulations. So if you do that, you then reopen the basis of the Good Friday Agreement, which was about identity, about people feeling British and Irish in Northern Ireland, and you'd make that open again.
So I take it then you don't have much truck with his explanation that this is an attempt to try and underpin Good Friday or to try and make sure that there's no inhibitions on trade within the UK if there is no deal.
In this, he's taking a page out of the Donald Trump playbook. He's trying to say that black is white by sort of going in and saying this is to save the Good Friday Agreement when it patently undermines the Good Friday Agreement. And anyone who worked on the Good Friday Agreement would tell you that. I think he's just trying to blindside people in the way that Trump is trying to do in the United States. No one's going to believe that. And he knew it perfectly well at the time. There was, if you remember that the video caught of him in a slightly inebriated state by the look of it, addressing Northern Ireland businessmen and claiming they wouldn't have to fill in forms. Everyone said at the time, and indeed we now know officials were telling him at the time, that was not the case. There would have to be forms because there was going to be a customs border. So he knew perfectly well. And it certainly isn't designed to try and help the Good Friday Agreement.
Knowing the way the politics works in SW1 and Whitehall and Westminster, what do you think is behind this change of heart? Because although he was in denial, the government clearly knew what it was signing up for when it ratified this deal at the start of the year. So why the change of heart?
I think it's a political tactic. And I think it's got two aims. The first aim is to try and play hardball in the negotiations with the EU. I think he's trying, as he said in his call with MPs, he had a Zoom call on Friday with MPs where he tried to make this point. What he was trying to do is frighten the EU into accepting the UK proposals on regulation and state aid. He's trying to actually sort of undermine that and make it clear he'd walk away. He's trying to up the ante. The other thing he's trying to do is to try and change the subject politically. The government here in the UK has made a complete mess of coronavirus, and they're trying to change the subject from it again, like Donald Trump in the US, changing the subject from coronavirus to rioting on the streets, because they know that's something they can win on. And Keir Starmer very sensibly did not pick up that challenge on Wednesday. He did not raise that to Prime Minister's questions, because doing so would be to play into Boris Johnson's hands. So that's what I think he's trying to do. He's trying to play a tactic, and he's actually raised the ante again this Sunday in the Sunday Telegraph, his favoured organ for releasing information, by saying they're also going to walk away from the ECHR. So they're really trying to make things absolutely stark with the EU, either to end up with no deal or to threaten the EU into backing down and giving them what they want on state aid.
And given that you mentioned the European Convention on Human Rights as well, that was a fairly fundamental ingredient, was it not, of the Good Friday Agreement itself. So even if there was some means by which you could resolve the border checks issue, the fact that European Courts of Human Rights law, the Convention on Human Rights, may not apply in Northern Ireland would also be a bit of an issue, wouldn't it?
It would. Of course, we had a Northern Ireland Rights Bill. So, I mean, then there's a Northern Ireland Rights Commissioner. So there are other things built into the agreement to try and save that. But you're absolutely right. The inability to appeal to Strasbourg would be a serious undermining of the Good Friday Agreement.
Why do you think Number 10 has taken this attitude where, even if this is a political posture, that it's a bit of sabre-rattling, which is the charitable explanation for all of this, that they've chosen to perhaps play with fire by risking the stability of Northern Ireland that we've had for the last quarter of a century?
Well, because their approach is not a traditional Conservative Party approach. It is to blow things up rather than try and conserve things. And I think this really comes back to Dominic Cummings rather than Boris Johnson, who doesn't believe in anything in particular. But Dominic Cummings does want to pump lots of money, lots of state money, taxpayer money, into tech companies, because he believes in some sort of mystical way that we can have the new Google in Britain if we put enough government money into it. Now, history tells us that doesn't work. And Mrs. Thatcher will be turning in her grave. She was a firm adherent to the rule of law and championed it everywhere. And she was a firm adherent to opposing state aid. So to have the Tory party destroying the country in pursuit of those two things is quite extraordinary.
Yeah, it's quite a Labourite proposal, actually, when you think of it that way. But I suppose then, do you
think that's unkind to the Labour Party?
Well,
anyway.
Perhaps so. Do you think then that number 10 just simply doesn't get the degree to which it's toying with the delicate state of affairs in Northern Ireland, or is it simply just the fact that it doesn't care?
I'm afraid you have to draw the conclusion after the last few years with Boris Johnson, for example, saying the border in Northern Ireland was like the border between Camden and Islington in London, that he honestly doesn't care and doesn't really know. I think that they are bent on very extreme policies. I would almost be prepared to swallow it if it was successful, if it was a clever strategy. But actually, it's a completely counterproductive strategy. He's now got the EU backs up, so you can be sure they're going to be very cautious about entering into any agreement with him because they don't know if it will stick. So this tactic is actually undermined. If he does want to achieve an agreement, he's undermined his own objective. So this is looking more and more like the gang that can't shoot straight with the way they've handled coronavirus and everything else. They're simply incompetent as well as extreme.
Obviously, the prospect of having to do a full free trade agreement now seems contingent on this internal markets bill being withdrawn. Do you think that there is any prospect at all of the difficulties of the last 7 days or so being put back in their box? Or do you think things have gone irreparably off the cliff now?
You can never say things are irreparable in this case. I mean, I would find it very hard to predict what Boris Johnson would do last time when he insisted that he's going to have this technological magic system that would avoid a border between Northern Ireland and the Republic and absolutely would not accept a border down the Irish Sea. And then he stood on his head at the last minute in order to get an agreement. And not just, he didn't go for Theresa May's compromise, he went right back to the original EU proposal. So you can't rule out him standing on his head again. He has enough standing amongst the Brexiteers. He can claim that black is white. So he can stand at the end and say, yes, I've given up on this bill, but I've got a very good deal with the EU. So you can't rule that out. But I think no deal is looking more and more likely now as he goes down this path. Perhaps not his intention, but I fear that may be what's going to happen.
Jonathan Powell, former UK chief negotiator for Northern Ireland and former chief of staff to the former Prime Minister Tony Blair. Thanks very much for joining us this morning on The Record.